It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig, and welcome to Tim Callishaw. It's always good to have an old classmate in here.
Yes.
Although we graduated 48 years apart.
48 years.
It's kind of crazy. But we were also part of the inaugural class. We did share the class of being inducted into our high school's Ring of Honor? No, Hall of Fame.
First ballot.
First ballot.
That's right. That's impressive.
We were first ballot, and then I think they only did it like one other year, and then that was it.
Lost interest completely.
Yeah. Then they were done with the whole Hall of Fame thing. But yes, we're both in there.
Can I go there and see a picture of the two of you in the hallway somewhere?
You know, I don't know. At one point they had
It was great.
Tucked away in the library or something.
I have been warned again. I am a candidate for the homecoming parade.
Oh, really?
Which you've already done.
Yes, I was the Grand Marshal.
Grand Marshal, which I thought he offered that to me 2 years ago. And then I found out he just nominated me, and I got beat out by Bob Doobie.
Oh, no.
You know, the principal.
Right? Yeah, he was like the principal.
Yeah, so, come on.
Wow.
We can do better than Doobie.
And what's interesting about me, I loved it. You know, it's quite an honor to be the Grand Marshal of your high school's homecoming parade. And what was interesting about it is the car I was sitting in, it was a typical convertible, and they had the plaque on the side that said Gordon Keith, you know, Grand Marshal, and Grand Marshal was misspelled. Oh, I thought, oh, how fitting for my high school. A high school that would have me as a Grand Marshal, you would think they would misspell Grand Marshal. It was predictable. All right, Tim. And by the way, some of the other notables in our Hall of Fame class, or not Hall of Fame. Yeah, that's right. Hall of Fame. Yes. Is Anne Rice, the famous vampire novelist.
That's big.
The late Anne Rice. She's probably the biggest one, wouldn't you think?
On a world scale.
Yeah.
Locally, you're bigger.
Right. But
he agreed.
But then there's as far as rich, do you think that she is richer than that Jeff Dunham guy?
He's in it?
Yeah. The ventriloquist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think he is like extremely wealthy.
Yeah.
Like one of these Vegas residency shows that he just has raked in so much money on.
And don't we have Bill Engvall too?
Bill Engvall is in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Catherine Cryer, who was the judge on TV.
Yeah.
Was a real judge. But there's and I should know her name and I don't, but it's a woman who was like a Fortune 500 CEO. So she would be in that rich candidate if we knew her name.
You and I not in the rich portion of the Hall of Fame.
I'm here at 6 o'clock in the morning. On a
You're taking fill-in gigs.
Yeah, Jeff Dunham's celebrity net worth, $140 million.
Yeah, I'm behind that.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Wow.
All right, check Anne Rice.
Okay.
Who is not enjoying her money currently.
Not currently. She didn't go to... She went to Richardson, but when Richardson was... the high school was over on Abrams, the junior high.
West?
No, that's Abrams. West is right next to Richardson.
Okay, yeah.
But the one that's on Abrams, that was the high school before the high school.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
She went over there, yeah, like in the 50s.
Yeah, well, that's kind of iffy then.
Yeah, so did she really go to our high school?
Yeah.
Says Anne Rice was an American author of Gothic fiction, Christian literature, and erotica, and had a net worth of $60 million at the time of her death.
That seems low to me for her.
Writers.
Because she sold a lot of books, yeah, once again.
Yeah.
We writers can't get no respect. Okay, have you liked your name throughout your life, Tim, or did you always hate your last name? Did you like your first name?
Here, that's a great question. My name, Tim, is my middle name, and it to this day causes me problems.
Yeah.
Now with American Airlines, the name on your ticket has to, you know, it's all these stupid things. My name is William, but I don't go by William. My credit cards say Tim. I'm not going to give you the numbers right here, but, but that's that. And I just had a niece named their kid with the middle name. I was like, nah, don't do the middle name thing.
It's a lifetime of heartache.
But the name itself, Tim, I think maybe I struggled a little as a kid, but it's all right. It's fair. It's average.
And Craig, we talked about your name recently. that people would call you Greg.
Yeah.
So Craig could be a kind of a frustrating name to have.
Yeah, I never disliked it. Like Tim, I just feel like I have an average name. Uh-huh. It's not great, but it's not bad.
It's not Duke or something.
Did you know there are 11 baby names that have been banned in the U.S.? The Land of Freedom has names that have been banned.
Hmm. Hitler?
Now,
like you can't name your baby
actually,
Hitler?
Actually, yes, that is on the list.
Okay, that's a good guess.
Now, each state, of course, has different laws, but the following 11 names have been ruled illegal by a U.S. court. King. I swear there's got to be people named King.
There's an offensive lineman for the, what's his name? King something.
There was a Baylor basketball player a couple of years ago named King.
And this says Queen, King which Hit. I also think is one that seems like people. Queen like Queen Latifah. Is that her legal name?
King Hill was a quarterback.
Yeah.
So this must be a recent banning.
Why would they ban that?
I don't know. And I wonder if this is a case where there's only a few states that have banned this, but it was upheld by a court.
I got you.
I don't know, but this is the list. Jesus Christ.
Horrible names.
Who would name their kid Jesus Christ?
Tim thinks that's a horrible name. I think it's the most majestic name ever. I think there's actual power in that name. So, three.
Okay.
I don't know why that would be illegal. Santa Claus is an illegal name. Majesty. See, I think I've run into a few strippers with that name.
You just beat me to it.
Adolf Hitler. I know you guys are laughing, but I think that's a pretty serious name.
Yeah. Not a good man.
Nutella.
Nutella?
Nope. Yeah.
Why is
Nutella.
That, why is that banned?
I bet you somebody named their kid that and the company challenged it and won in court or something.
Maybe, yeah.
Messiah. He is not the Messiah. The at symbol. The A with the tail that goes around it. What's the... You're a scribe. That probably has an actual name.
Is that an ampersand?
I thought that was the and symbol.
It is. You're right.
These are... Like, that would be something Prince would name himself if he were still with us.
Yes. And 1069 has been ruled illegal. That went through the courts at one point. 1069.
Hmm.
Which means that 420 is still legal and you could name your kid 420.
Okay.
If you think that's awesome. Ron Howard, you know the unusual thing he does with his kids' names.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his daughters is a very famous actress, Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard this.
Do they all have a city in there?
They all have a city for their middle name, but the city has significance. You want to guess what that significance is?
That's where they were conceived.
That's exactly right. So Ron Howard, little Opie, had sex in Dallas and made baby inside a woman.
Sex?
And then named that baby.
Do we know any names
moment,
other than Bryce Dallas Howard? Or do we know any of the other names or other cities or...
I mean, it's out there on the internet.
We can look it up.
Yeah, I could look it up for you later, Tim, if you really need the info. But yeah, my parents thought about doing something similar to that. My middle name originally was Opium Den, but then they thought better of it. So there's a few illegal names. In New York, first and middle names have a maximum length of 30 characters each. I couldn't imagine.
That's a real problem when you're filling out those forms.
And it says last names cannot exceed 40 characters. In Texas, first and middle names cannot exceed 100 characters. So
you go 96
somebody characters. Has somebody trolled the Department of Health?
Probably.
And tried to name someone with something that has 100 characters?
Yes. I'm sure somebody has.
In Mississippi, a baby will automatically be given the father's last name unless the parents request a different name. Hmm. I thought all states did that.
Hmm.
Like, what is the protocol that automatically happens in Texas?
Why wouldn't it be the mother's name since she's the one having it?
Because I think they want to establish paternity right out of the gate.
But sometimes he's not around.
True, but it always seems like the mother
Love's
would even...
Love's always around.
True. But the mother... And you were raised by a strong single woman, weren't you, Tim?
No, I was not.
Miss Callishaw. That's who you were raised by. And in Louisiana, babies are given their mother's last name if she isn't married within 300 days of birth. So does that mean she automatically has to change the baby's name if she's married at day 200? Change it to whoever the guy is that she marries, yeah, even if that's not the father?
I guess so.
Weird.
Yeah, well, that's a little fun with name talk. Huh. And then getting stronger all the time, not only me, but also Tinder and OkCupid and those dating apps, they now have integrated AI into them to make chatting easier. The AI will give you, will coach you on your chatting ability.
Wow.
With prospective dates. So just get ready.
You're already incapable of talking to a human in person.
Right.
Now you need help doing it on your laptop.
Right. So ultimately, it will get to this point. I hate every time I say this, everyone has always said it every step of the way. Gordon, that's ridiculous. Won't ever happen. And then it happens. And then I say, see, I told you it was going to happen. Hey, nobody likes to say, you told you so. So don't do that. And so I never get the satisfaction of ever having a discussion about it.
That's ridiculous.
So at some point, it will get to where two people are sitting far away from each other in different parts of the city. And they're watching their own AIs have sexy, flirty chat, and they're just following along the conversation,
yes,
seeing how their relationship is going.
Oh, I had a pretty good line there.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one, man. I'm cracking myself up on that.
So now everybody's going to have game.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes. Everyone's going to have max riz. You're setting your AI chat settings to max riz.
It is amazing. I think all of my single friends are on those sites or have met the people they're dating on those sites. It's 80% of single folks, that's how they meet people these
Absolutely.
Days.
Absolutely.
Might be 90%.
It's called the way it is these days. But I also hear a lot of negative stuff about it. Like I hear some good thing. The good things that I hear about it are either guys bragging how they can just plow through a bunch of people. Or it's limited to just the phrase, well, I mean, I did meet my husband on it, or I did meet my wife on it.
Mm-hmm.
But then they stopped saying anything positive about it after that. I'm like, I want to hear this effusive praise of dating apps and how we've moved to this online world. But yeah, I'll also hear a lot of people saying, yeah, it's a dystopian nightmare on those things.
Yes.
It just feels like a meat market to where you're just dismissed with a swipe, you know. Your whole life has been reduced to, do you grab them in one picture?
Yeah.
No, screw that person.
Yeah, the other big complaint I hear from my friends who are on all of this is that 75% of the time, it's extremely misleading. The picture, the profile,
sure.
Then they go out with them and they're like, you're not that person.
Right.
12 years ago, you might have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why I always put real down small on the bottom. It says historical photograph. It should be 12 years ago when I was thinner. And
I didn't lie to you. Look, fine print.
When I actually had hair and stuff like that. All right.
Oh, God.
Boy, Tim and I sound the same today. Oh, God.
But you're feeling better today?
Listen to that laugh I had yesterday, Tim.
Okay. Everybody's going to think that's me. That's the problem with this. Did you hear Callishaw? He sounded horrible. I'm fine.
Oh, God. All right, News and News 715.
And you're feeling better.
Yeah, I am.
Good
for you.
Despite the sound.
Good to hear.